Hey guys, welcome to our demo. Today we are here to talk about the Persistent Volume Migrator, which is a tool to migrate all your traditional plugins to CSI. So let's get started. Before that, a little bit about us. I'm Yug Gupta. I'm a software engineer here at Red Hat.
Hi guys, I'm Shubham Rai. I'm also software engineer at Red Hat.
Okay, so let's get to the point. What is Persistent Volume Migrator? So it's a simple tool to migrate all the ancient Kubernetes plugins like Intri and Flex Volume to CEP CSI and convert all of their volumes to be usable by CEP CSI plugin. But the question arises, why do we need to do that? Why not just stick with what is working? So just take a step back before it. Let's go with the volume plugin timeline. So initially, we had Intri volume plugins. Intri specifies that the volume plugin code base was implemented inside the Kubernetes code base. Later on, came the concept of outer tree plugins, in which, as you guessed, the volume plugins were implemented outside the Kubernetes code base. One of the initial ones was Flex Volume Driver. Later on, another out of tree driver came that we know as the CSI driver or CSI driver in general. Now, let's start with the first one, migrating your Flex Volume to CEP CSI. But before we do anything, we should know why we are doing it. Why migrate Flex Volume to CSI? Firstly, although Flex Volume is still maintained, but what are the new functionalities are there? They are implemented only in CSI and not in Flex Volume. Reason being, it is deprecated. Also, it requires root access from the host machine to install various drivers and binaries. Along with that, it assumes that all the volume mount dependencies are already installed on the host machine and doesn't care about installing them for you. So let's begin with the demo. So here, as you can see in the terminals, we have deployed a RookCEP cluster with the help of Rook operator, and we have RookCEP agent for creating the Flex Volume PVCs. And for consuming that PVC, we have a sample application that is created for us. Now, since we have mounted the PVC on our application, what we'll do is we'll write some data in our application on the PVC with the help of our application, and we'll go to the mount path, and just we can see the contents there. We'll add our extra file and write on the mount path and write any test file, which we name here test file, and write some data in it. Now, since that is done, let's just verify everything that whatever data we have written is persistent. Yes, it is. Now we come back. One thing to keep in mind is this requires an application downtime. Reason being, the PVC migration process involves deleting and recreating PVCs with new CEP CSI volume plugin. So the PVCs can be deleted only if they are not being mounted by any application pod, right? So as we can see here, I'll just pause here for a second and demonstrate what we did here. So in the persistent volume migrator repo, we have a migrator YAML, which basically creates a new RookCEP migrator pod here, which we can see is up and running now in 4 seconds. And this pod will basically help us to migrate our volumes to CEP CSI. In the bottom part, you can see we have already a PVC bound. Let's migrate that one to the new CSI. Okay, so what we do is we exec into the migrator pod, and we just run a single command, that is PV migrator. We pass the single PVC here, which is RBD PVC in our case. We pass the namespace in which the PVC is present, let's say default in our case, and a destination storage class. The storage class in our case, which is CSI, right? So the storage class name of CSI to which we want to migrate this PVC. Just that's it, and hit enter. It will begin the migration procedure, and you can see it is bound in the terminal and successfully migrated all the PVCs to CSI. Now we have a PVC bound, and let's verify if our data was migrated too. So we scale the deployment backup, and we can verify that by mounting the PVC on that application again. As you might have already guessed, the PVC name remained the same, so application never knew what happened in the backend. It was before also consuming the same PVC with the same name, and still it's doing the same. So it has no disturbance on the application procedure and doesn't need to update the application. Now we are just waiting for the application to be created, On the meanwhile, I'll add that the migration procedure can also be done for all the PVCs in a storage class at once, or another way is the way we did earlier by single PVC. Now we created an app, scaled the application backup. We went to the migration with mount path and we verified that our file is present and the contents also present. That's it for the demo. Now, ask my friend Shubham to continue with the interim migration to CFCSR.
Yeah, thanks, Yug. So now I will take you guys to the migration steps or how we can do migration of entry to CFCSR. Next slide. So obvious question that comes in my is why we need